Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. This one takes a little bit to get into, but I'm a fan of it. It's been in my head for a good week or so. Haven't heard it in many, many years. Pretty fun. A little bit of Our Lady Peace for your afternoon, and I want you to have a great time this Friday. Yeah.
All right. And we're rocking and we're rolling.
Both rocking and rolling.
Yes.
Very important here on the Friday afternoon.
That it is. And folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, that's Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM out of Madison, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios. We got Brian out there in Waukesha, broadcasting on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. So Brian, it's a weird news dump day. So it's a ton of other stories. There was one more that you wanted to get to, am I correct?
A little bit about Amtrak, just a little
Amtrak,
blurb.
I was going to say, some train news for the folks here in Wisconsin.
The Milwaukee-Madison Amtrak line could happen within 5 years, according to the Madison mayor, Satya Rhodes Conway. Yeah. Would be in the next 5 years with funding from the massive federal infrastructure bill. And we're talking about going to from Milwaukee to Madison and Green Bay. Could you imagine how much easier and much more fun it would be to go to a Packers game knowing you didn't have to drive back afterwards? That you could get on a train and come back? I mean, I'm serious. Like, and
Lambeau,
like,
gets pretty wild on Sundays, man, and I cannot imagine how wild it would get if there weren't individuals
like,
that had to make sure that they were sober to drive home.
Well, my point is like the Metro, you can Metro in Chicago, you can take to a couple different venues and you can drink on. You probably shouldn't. They probably say you don't, but they don't really care. I brought coolers on Metro before.
It's always been anytime I go down to Chicago, it's the plastic bag rule where you got to make sure that all of the cans are empty when they go into the plastic bag when you're
clean
getting off the train.
As long as you're doing the right thing and you're not slobberingly dropping everything.
But it's one of those great things where you're about to hop off at your stop and you're like, hey, does anybody want this extra, I don't know, I won't say anybody want an extra cold beer or seltzer or whatever as you're hopping off the train?
I'll tell you this. I went to go see Hall & Oates and they weren't good. Let's just say that. They weren't good at all. But I had a great time. I had a picnic with my friends and speakers and stuff. We had a really nice spread. We had some good sausages, good cheese, a little Volpe sausage. It was very nice.
It was very nice.
And, you know, had some beers and had lots of beers. And on the way back, we took the Metro. We didn't have to worry about anything. I actually just stopped right near our house and we walked in. It was great. And my buddy... Because there's a couple trains, and not everybody's party makes it to the first train, and you know there's a lot of trains and stuff. My buddy sold a half of his case of cheap beer for a good $60 because of
supply and demand.
Supply and demand. Good for him.
Yeah.
But point is that you know the Amtrak Metro or Amtrak is not Metro, but Amtrak is possibly expanding and hopefully to Green Bay as well as Madison. And hopefully extending all the way to Minnesota, or at least to Minneapolis through there. Because, again, something is better than nothing. Use the existing infrastructure, and that's part of the infrastructure bill Satya Rhodes Conway says it could happen within 5 years to Madison.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. No, it's definitely, hopefully, something that happens here for the city of Madison, because I'd be thrilled if I had that. Everybody that is against it is like, oh, cars are better than trains. Americans want the ability to travel where they want, when they want, in a car. And it's like...
Yeah, but not all of them.
But not... Exactly. Not all Americans want that, and not all Americans can afford the cost of purchasing the car, keeping up the car, registering it, and doing all the things that you need to be able to operate a car. Some people, it makes no sense to have a car, but would still like to go to places like Milwaukee or other areas where you don't really have an option to get to them unless you use a car. And so then they just don't go. But just imagine the ability to hop on a train and go to Milwaukee for the weekend, or hop on a train if you're in Milwaukee and come to Madison for the weekend.
And the money is there for it.
It is.
Federal infrastructure dollars are already assigned for it, already earmarked for it. Let's not be like we were before. Let's take the money and use it to help us.
Yes. And then one more story here, real quick, in the Friday news dump, Brian, before we sign off for the week. We got Amazon planning a 3.5 million square foot, $200 million facility in Cottage Grove, Wisconsin.
All right.
So Cottage Grove is going to be getting an Amazon plant here for what I would assume is going to be serving the greater Madison area for Amazon.
So did they have to get a whole bunch of money to make that happen? Did we have to incentivize them with giveaways for them to, or did they just say, oh, we should probably build something here because Madison has some, a lot of people who order stuff, and it'd be a lot easier if we had one here?
Well, just reading real quick from the piece over at the Wisconsin State Journal, got Barry Adams reporting. If approved, construction could begin later this year, with the facility opening about 18 months later. No tax assistance has been requested from the village for the project, located within a 300-acre tax incremental financing district, according to Matt Geis, the village administrator. So, no, doesn't seem like there was a giant tax lure that needed to happen. Just it's happening in a TIF district, which businesses are using all over the place. We didn't have to create anything special to sign on the back of a napkin, say, yeah, if you come here and bring jobs, we'll give you $4 billion like the Walker administration did with Foxconn. But Amazon bringing a $200 million plant to the Cottage Grove area. So pretty interesting to see if that gets approved.
From what I understand, that creates a lot of jobs, even though they don't necessarily get to pee, from what I understand.
But I'll just say, hopefully, you know,
hopefully they'll have plenty of facilities. They'll work that into the plans this time. Hopefully they'll learn.
And hopefully Amazon won't use union busting tactics if the workers at those plants want to unionize, because yeah, those could be some really good jobs if things, working conditions are solid and it comes to Cottage Grove. So,
but then that would make me, maybe would those count under the Biden administration jobs created?
I believe the timeline that was laid out by Barry Adams in the piece would indicate that they would be still Biden era jobs.
Oh, and that, so if that were to happen, would that maybe also
go into the Evers? Ooh, it might not.
Evers? It's gonna, because I thought Evers was scaring away business.
It's gonna have to happen quick.
He scares away business, and they seem to be wanting to get really close to Evers if they're gonna go to Cottage Grove, right?
Yeah, it's right in the governor's backyard right now.
So wow.
Who knows? Who knows?
I don't know. Amazon must be a brave business indeed to go to up against two anti-government or anti-business people like Evers and Biden. My goodness.
My goodness. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you miss any portion of this great show, check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. Follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. Brian, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, buddy.
Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll see you on Monday.
See you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow.
There we go.
Work, sleep well, I most likely kill you in the